DW. This hospital in Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic, is an unassuming low-rise building. The corridors and rooms are swarming with patients, women in colorful torn gowns, men in tattered clothing. All of them have been profoundly marked by the civil war that took hold in their homeland 5 years ago. Cecile lies on one of the beds. A deep scar runs across her face, the result of a machete strike. Her left calf is in a bandage, and her bones have been set with a thick metal bar. Cecile comes from Alindao, a city in the south of the country.
When the fighting broke out, I fled with my two children to my aunt's place nearby. We passed a group of armed men. They shot at me and my children. I fell down immediately. And then they slashed my son and I with a machete.
Her children survived the attack, and Cecile, herself seriously injured, was extremely lucky to get any medical help at all. But she managed to find workers from the International Committee of the Red Cross. They took her from Alindao to Bangui, about 300 kilometers away, where she's been treated ever since. Many of the war's victims receive no such help. Large parts of the country are simply too difficult for aid workers to reach because the roads are impassable. Leaving the capital is also extremely risky. Roaming Christian and Muslim militias have been known to attack doctors and other aid staff indiscriminately.
The Central African Republic is unfortunately the most dangerous country for humanitarian workers to be at the moment.
Peter Maurer is the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross. He's here visiting a camp for displaced people, taking in the scale of the crisis.
The past year was especially difficult. Workers with the International Committee of the Red Cross, as well as members of the Central African Republic's Red Cross, were killed.
Last year alone, 7 aid workers were among the victims of militiamen. At the same time, local organizations have been overburdened by the plight of locals. According to the United Nations, half the population, that's around 2.5 million people, rely on humanitarian aid. Some have spent years trying to escape the conflict, only to be caught up in new outbreaks of violence in different parts of the country. Thousands have been killed in the fighting, and more than 1 million have fled their homes. Some parts of the country are completely deserted. That's only added to overcrowding and misery in the refugee camps in neighboring Congo and at the shelters for internally displaced people in the Central African Republic.
DW.